Good morning. It's the 30th of September. Our New Testament reading today is Luke 23. We can't not think about the crucifixion. I'm going to read to you a section from Brother Melva Purkis once again. Brother Purkis draws on all of the gospel records in this narrative. I'll read. Wave after wave of sin and hatred flowed up to him on the cross. His love fought its last battle and prevailed. Hanging on the cross, he vindicated his promise to his disciples. Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. His love poured forth to meet this hate. Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. The two malefactors cursed and railed on him. It was the terrible language of fear and agony. As the hours passed, one thief grew silent and watched him. What he saw brought wonder into his pain-dimmed eyes. His memory slowly awoke, faded in a cloud of anguish, was willed again to life. Jesus of Nazareth. Faith was born. It flourished in this fertile soil of pain and blood, faith in a sea of hatred and doubt. Slowly he turned to silence his cursing comrade. Dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. Not smooth words, words gasped out between spells of excruciating pain. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. It was easy to believe on him in Galilee, surrounded by the evidence of his power, but at the mercy of his enemies, tortured and dying, here was faith indeed. He was still the light of the world, the good shepherd, the Lord of life. He was king who would come in his kingdom. Thou shalt be with me in paradise. Roman soldiers who knew not what they said took up the cry against him. They took his garments and shared them between them by lot. He was dying quickly, mercifully. Many lingered 2 or 3 days. The heavens were darkening. His love had one more ministry to perform. His eyes, glazed with pain and approaching death, sought out and focused 2 familiar faces, faces that reflected the suffering of his own. Woman, behold thy son, behold thy mother. 2 hearts sought each other in growing darkness. A heart bleeding from a sword thrust found strength in the kinship of a disciple who loved. A heart breaking with grief found solace in a solemn trust. From that hour, that disciple took her into his own home. The unearthly gloom deepened into blackness. The Son of God bowed his head to meet the darkest moments of his life, the hour from which he had shrunk in Gethsemane, pleading for release. For the first time he was alone, bearing in his body the sin of the world. We dare not probe into the mystery of his suffering. Suddenly a great cry burst from him, a cry harsh and unnatural, a cry of utter abandonment. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. As the 9th hour drew near, his greatest victory was accomplished. He emerged from the horror of desolation to find only the agony remained, a welcome agony, for it had in it once more the assurance of his Father's love. The words of the psalm he had learned as a boy and had prepared throughout his life to fulfil came to him in his dying moments. I thirst. There were those who risked the gibes of their comrades to minister to his need with the rough wine of the soldiers. And then God's love was consummated in his Son. It is finished. He met his death with his Father's name on his lips. Father, into thine hand I commend my spirit. Thank you for listening.